You know, during baptism, all our sins, including original sin, are washed away with the pouring of the water that's blessed with the Holy Spirit. We're then made part of God's family as his adopted sons and daughters with Jesus as our brother. But we're also anointed with sacred chrism at baptism to signify that we're set apart for a special role. In the past, priests, prophets, and kings were anointed with oil to signify their special role. And when we're baptized, we are also set aside for sharing in Christ's mission as priest, prophet, and king. All of us have this mission, not just the ordained. You might say we're expected to participate and carry on the family business. In John's gospel today, we have the image of Jesus describing himself as the vine and the Father as the vine grower. We're the branches that are expected to bear fruit. What is that fruit? The fruit is our acting as priest, prophet, and king to others in the world. The fruit of our faith should be seen in the deed, in our deeds and good works that we produce. You know, as priests, we're called to make Jesus present to others through our words and actions and intercede by our prayers for the needs of others. As prophet, we're called to boldly witness to Jesus and his word to others. And as king, we're called to serve others, especially the poor, and to work for justice. God's gift of faith to us is just the beginning of our salvation. We're expected to use it to produce fruit. Branches that don't produce any fruit are pruned away and tossed to the side to be burned. Many of us have attachments to things of this world that inhibit us from producing more fruit than we do currently. God can help us if we can ask him to prune away those attachments. We can't do this on our own, and that's why we need to stay connected to Jesus, the vine, to be nourished. We stay connected through prayer, frequent reception of the sacraments, especially the Eucharist, sacrament of reconciliation, and studying his word. We are all called through our baptism to share in Christ's mission as priest, prophet, and king in this world. So let's pray to God for the graces we need to boldly proclaim the good news of salvation through Jesus by our words and actions.